And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to the San Diego Landings in Port Loma. And we have Bill Decker, Baja historian is what we're going to call him, but he's so much more than that. And his buddy and our buddy, Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape. We're going to be talking some Baja stuff today. You're going to be fascinated by this show, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. When I get back to the dock from a fishing trip, I need to get caught up. And your San Diego County Ford dealers have a perfect solution. The Ford F-150 truck with available interior work surface to put your laptop, paperwork, and more. This is just one of the many useful features Ford has built into this amazing truck. Get behind the wheel of a Ford F-150 truck with an available interior work surface. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you, by you, or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores, where the future is for everyone.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today is going to be such a fun show. Like, it is going to be really cool, unique, different, great buds, great info. This is going to be a really fun time.
Yeah, of course, we got our good buddy John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Morning, John.
Hi, John. Good morning, Pedro.
Great to have you. And this is actually John's idea to have our good buddy Bill Decker. Says, you got to have Bill Decker come in and talk about Baja history, right?
Exactly. You know, no one I know, and of course I know Baja pretty well.
Yeah.
No one I know knows more about Baja and the history of Baja than Bill, and then his father-in-law, Harry. You know, Harry himself is the number one expert and historian on the history of Baja. Really interesting guy. Discovered the cave paintings, a lot of, and Bill is hanging with him on a lot of these treks way up in the mountains. And
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's unique. The history of Baja is something that's always really interested me because it predates the history here in Northern California by centuries.
Oh, yeah.
3 or 4 centuries, you know. And when they talk about the old Mission Santa Barbara, Well, that's New Mission Santa Barbara. The first one was down in San Jose del Cabo, and then they started make Santiago was the next one, then La Paz, and on up the hill.
Of course, the one in Loreto, that's the, you know, Loreto, up the hills there.
Beautiful. A lot of history. You know, Hernan Cortez was down there and landed in Los Cruces in, what was it, 15-something?
A long time.
Yeah, I don't know the exact date. So, yeah, you figure that's 4 or 5 centuries predating anything that happened
anything
here
in
San Diego, Los Angeles. Yeah. You know, like El Triunfo, the little town that I'm sure you've been
that's
up
right.
there. It was the largest city on the Pacific coast of the North American continent.
That's between the East Cape and La Paz.
Now Christy Walton is renovating that old Walmart Christy, and really beautiful spot. Alfred Eiffel built the smelter there, and it was a French town, a French gold mining town.
Yeah.
A lot of history there, beautiful. And the only thing surviving of the smelter is a beautiful smokestack sticking right out in the middle, just undisturbed. And so a lot of history. It's really, really neat stuff. It really interests me, of course. You know?
Yeah. Good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning, you guys. How
are
you doing?
Great to have you. Of course, Bill's been our buddy, and I had no idea until John told me about your background, and then I watched the Harry Crosby documentary that was so well done. I think it was PBS, right?
Yeah, it was PBS. Yeah. One of the professors out of San Diego State did it.
I know. Yeah. I know our buddy Corey's listening, our other co-host Corey Shannon, and Corey was telling me all about just everything of your exploits Crosby's act. Like, this is going to be a fantastic time.
Yeah, Corey went to talks with Harry Crosby and stuff like that. I mean, he's done a lot. But so, who was Harry Crosby, or is he still around?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's
96.
96.
But he's not doing well. He's got a bit of dementia. Yeah.
He's your father-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah. But who is Harry Crosby then?
Well, he was out of Seattle. He came from a background. His family owned ferries up there. They owned salmon canneries. They owned the tugboats, and they were involved in that. Harry's grandfather ran away from home at about 9 or 10 years old. You can look it up in some of the history books. And he slept on the docks. And then from there, he got his captain's license at about 15. And he'd go up the Yukon and take supplies and got money. And then they found up in Chignik, up in the Aleutian chain.
Found a Dutch harbor.
Wow.
Give you an idea of this guy.
They found an old freighter up there, and they took all the parts out of it, the pumps and stuff. A lot of clever guys, and they made a salmon cannery that they ran 24 hours a day in the summer.
And this is back in the 40s or 50s? No.
Probably in the 20s, 30s.
The 20s something. And 30s?
Wow.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Holy mackerel.
And they had the first factory ship. They'd take their boat up into one of these rivers where there was fresh water, and you'd pump that in, and they'd package all their salmon.
Wow. How cool.
So then he got a passion for Baja? Is that what happened?
Well, he got a passion from Baja because he was hired. He was a school teacher, a photographer, and then he wanted to be a photographer full-time. So then he got a commission to do a book for Copley Press. And so he decided the only way to really do it was on the El Camino Real. It was to get some mules and ride it himself. So he rode 600 miles on muleback.
On mules?
Yeah.
And you were with him?
No, not on that trip.
Not on that trip.
And later on, he heard about the cave paintings. And so there was a serpent cave that Earl Stanley Gardner had discovered in the 50s, and he brought helicopters and stuff in there. And we went and looked at that, and he kind of got fascinated with them and then found a guide, and we went up in 1972 up in the Sierra to San Francisco.
On mules.
On mules, and it was like going back in time. You had to haul everything in there. It was just, you know, just like out of the Wild West, and you slept on the ground at night and had to find your own water. And these guys knew the mountains, and we went and saw some amazing cave paintings. And there was a guy, Loreto Arce. We went to his ranch, and He had been there since 1923, and we were the first outsiders to visit him.
Wow.
Wow. And are they still there?
Yes, yes. Now they've become a UNESCO site.
A World Heritage site.
Yeah, World Heritage site, and they have handrails and decks, and you have to have a guide. You go into San Ignacio, and you hire a guide and get a permit, and you can go up in there.
And where is that in relation to the Baja?
Well, if you're going to see the whales down in Scammons or San Ignacio Lagoon, now there's a road that'll take you right up in the mountains to a little ranch called San Francisco.
So it's up in the mountains up above kind of San Ignacio area.
Yeah, yeah.
Like east of Guerrero Negro.
Yes. It's, you know, the big spine that runs down,
right.
The mountain range that runs down the middle of Baja. It's
La Sierra de la Gigante?
There's some there also.
Yeah. Oh, is that the Sierra there, John?
Yeah. And there's some there. And then we rode up near Miraflores. There's the mountains there. And there's not much there, cave painting-wise. Most of it's in the center of Baja.
Yeah,
wow. I really cracked up when Pete was talking about it before we started and was describing them as petroglyphs, and Bill looked at him and said, "No, petroglyphs that's just a little thing. These were massive murals,
they're very, very big. They must have made some sort of scaffolding to get up and do these things, but there's no artifacts from these people, so it's kind of hard to date them, but." There is
Did they ever kind of generalize?
Yeah,
generally
I'm so curious about that too.
Well, one of the things we saw was a drawing, a painting of a supernova, and it's the same supernova that's recorded in China, all over the place. So then they figured they saw the supernova, and that was in 1047. So they knew they were at least.
In that era,
yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And the Indians that were there said the giants from the north painted them. Well, the Indians there, the Cochimí and all those Indians there now, they didn't do the paintings. They said the giants came from the north and did them.
The giants, which would be what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Astronauts, ancient aliens.
Well, that the Indians are small people.
Yeah.
So it's probably something more. I don't know about the history. Corey would know, right?
Yeah, totally.
but anyway, that's interesting. So you actually got to ride on these expeditions with Harry Crumb.
Yeah.
Now, when did the road come in? I mean, is this
73?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is pre road.
Oh
Baja,
yeah. Right? Well, you leave Ensenada and you get down by Ejido Herendra, where Castro's camp is,
mm-hmm.
and the road would stop. And there was no road between there and I think La Paz in 73.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is so cool.
And when did you find Rancho Leonero?
79.
Yeah. So and was there was a road then?
Yeah, the road was paved on the way down, you know, not into the ranch, so still not paved.
Yeah.
No,
still not
paved. Yeah.
But there was a paved road in 79 all the way to the tip.
Yeah, all the way down. It's rough. Yeah. It was rougher than now. It's still rough.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's rougher than now.
Yeah, it's very narrow, no shoulders, you know. It's,
yeah.
You know, I think it's interesting to note that Harry, the museum in La Paz, the number one historical museum, is the Harry Crosby Museum, which is unique. You know, that's a very Anglo name to be
right.
A museum named after him. Also, postage stamp because he is the one who discovered the cave painting.
Well, the ranchers knew about him. He
brought light to him.
Brought light to the public. He let everybody know, but a lot of the ranchers. But then, after a while. The expeditions started covering more area, and he found a lot of them that the ranchers didn't know about.
That's really cool.
And it's interesting, you're talking about the whole community, his name has the same last name, right?
Narces.
Yeah, which is interesting, because then you'd go to Loreto, and like half the community is named Davis.
Yeah.
And that stems from like the pirates, right?
Right, a lot of Scots, a lot of Germans, Chinese.
There were Russians up in...
Baja is unique, a real myth.
Yeah.
Cultural myth.
Very different than mainland Mexico.
Oh, way different.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Yeah, because it was kind of this isolated peninsula.
Right. There's no love lost between the mainland and Baja, either the locals.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's when the peninsula kind of started changing, when they were bringing the road crews over. And there a lot of people from the mainland started moving over, and it just changed.
Developing.
Yeah. You know,
Cabo now has a population. I was just looking at I just came out last night, 370,000 people now. When I first
in
went
Cabo
down,
San
in
Lucas.
Cabo San Lucas, full time residents.
Jeez.
Yeah, and when I first came down, it was less than 20,000. So
yeah.
It shows you the incredible growth. Yeah, it was better then.
Way better then.
way
better then. But where you are, John, is still, I mean, it's growing, but it's not growing at the pace that Cabo's.
No, it's not, and that's great. And the growth that we are having is very low density.
Yeah.
You know, Four Seasons Hotel. There's a Six Sense Hotel coming in.
And
they're all, yeah, the Aman. And they're all smaller, lower
boutique
density,
hotel.
And very expensive boutique hotels.
Yeah.
Very expensive hotel.
Yeah.
There's a Sixth Sense that's coming in.
Sixth Sense. I've never heard of that.
It's a Thai outfit.
Okay.
Darn. So the spas and all that are coming in. So we're getting very low density at the most three-story. So that's great. If we had to have it, which I'd rather we didn't, we're getting the right developers in there doing
that's cool.
Stuff.
So has that been good for Baja? It's creating jobs and everything? Or are the jobs coming,
are the people coming
from the mainland? Are they coming from the U.S.? It's been good or bad for Baja?
Well, okay, here we go.
remains a good. I guess we don't know that today.
I wish everybody on the radio could have seen the look in John's eyes. Well, let me tell you how I really feel.
Baja is pretty sparsely populated when I first got down there, and so the local population is not that great. So most of the growth we've seen are mainlanders coming over to service the tourist community industry. And so that's been the growth. So if you'd ask me, I'd say I liked it the old way.
The old way, yeah. I think a lot of us
all agree with that.
Yeah, I think we all have.
And I prefer all of our employees, you know, are locals and been there. That's because I've been there so long. And they're just a different bunch. They're much nicer, much gentler bunch.
Yeah.
They're good people.
Good people, yeah.
They really
sure.
are good people.
For sure. Bill, you were talking about how you met John. Tell us that story. Because you're a cinematographer by trade, right? You've been filming Hollywood films and such like that.
Yeah,
right?
I was a technician for about 15 years doing lighting.
Die Hard.
And stuff. And then a first assistant director quit, and they asked me to be the first assistant director. So that's what I did for the last part of my working career. And now I'm in a different career.
And what would that be? Surf fishing.
Taking it easy.
Yeah.
Doing what I want.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Attaboy. You'll find Bill on the beaches of La Jolla every morning, right?
Every morning.
Yeah. How's the surf fishing, by the way?
Terrible.
It's terrible. Really?
Yeah, casting's okay.
Casting's okay, but the catching is not great.
No, it's not working.
What's the story?
There's just no bait in there. And, you know, we're kind of transitioning into winter fishing.
Colder water.
Yeah. So I'll take a look there, and then I'll go to the bay and fish that. And you can always find a spot where the wind's at your back over there.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I just like to fish.
Yeah.
I've always just liked to go fishing. I grew up in Bird Rock, so you fished, you dove, and you surfed.
Yeah. When you're surf fishing, are you a surf perch guy, or do you really like to hunt out a Corbina? Like, what really gets you going?
Well, I like the calicos from the beach. I throw a lot of topwater lures, weedless and stuff like that. And now I'm finding there's a lot of fish in the kelp piles along the beach. You know, everybody avoids those, but I find out if I cast these weedless out there and drag them through the kelp and stuff, I'll get a lot of hits that way. And I never fished them before.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and so I use a weedless topwater lure. They're called Yum Money. They quit making them. It's just like a Costco hot dog. That's all they look like.
Well, it's probably a lot like Corey's slug, right? Ricky, something like that. The MC slug.
And then I use on that thing, I use a 10-aught offset hook, and it's, so it's weedless.
Oh, okay.
And then you can throw it a mile, and then I like, and then in the bay, I'm just fishing with a crankbait.
Okay.
And my buddy that fishes with me for 60 years, he throws a swim bait. So, and he does that every time. He's really a good swim bait fisherman. So he fishes that, and if he starts catching, I'll change to swim bait. Other than that, I like to throw in the top water or crankbaits. You can throw anything that you get out there in East County at for lake fishing in the
East
ocean.
East County Bait and Tackle, yeah.
Yeah, and they don't, the fish or the crankbait doesn't know whether it's in salt or fresh.
No. So when you go down to Rancho Leonero and visit John, do you fish, surf fish down there?
Oh, yeah. I take a quad that John graciously lets me use, and I sit on its side saddle. Old Gary Barnes Webb, he showed me that. And you just ride along, and you're facing the water, and you can see the fish in there. You can sight fish them.
And
I'll just sit there and cast off the motorcycle, drive a little way, cast, and never got to get off the
never
scooter.
Get off the bike.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. So, you know, every place I go, I always try to, you know, if there's water
surf
around.
Surf fishing is your thing.
Well, fishing is my
fishing
thing.
Is
I don't,
your thing.
You know, it's like my... somebody will go, well, let's go down to L.A. Bay. This was like in the early 70s. I go, oh, okay. And then somebody will, let's go to San Quintin. And then I have an Italian friend that I met in the Dominican Republic while I was working. And he's this wild guy, and he's in Madagascar right now.
Oh.
He takes people to Siberia, all over the world, fishing and stuff, fly fishing and that sort of stuff. And so he'd call me up, hey, you want to go to Gabon? And I go, sure. Where is it? And then off we go.
I like that your answer first is yes.
Yeah.
Second
sure.
is where is it?
Yeah,
where
are we going?
Yeah, it's like John. John had his boat. He goes, hey, you want to come with me? We're going to go from San Diego and around to the ranch. Sure. You know, you just you never say no, and you get a lot of opportunities.
Well, you saw the December cover with Ali Husseini with a giant a trevally in that photo there, and for Bill Varney calendar, and you said, "Oh, nice big GT."
Yeah.
That's you caught those in Gabon.
Yeah,
huh?
Bill started rattling off all the places, all the countries he's caught GTs in. Yeah. Like I'd never even heard of half of them.
Well, Gabon. There weren't the GTs, but there were huge barracuda and Cubera snapper, and you're fishing in this water that's tea stained.
Oh.
And it's these estuaries on the west coast of Gabon. It's real primitive. And in there, there's just giant fish, but you're fishing with crocodiles and the hippos, and there's these
nice
forest elephants and stuff.
Yeah.
But, the big ones are over in Madagascar. There's some real big ones over there.
In GTs.
Yeah, GTs, yeah. The giant trevallies.
So let me ask you this. Are you waiting in the water with the crocodiles, catch captain?
No, you're riding in a boat.
Okay, good. Just making sure. You know, waiting with crocodiles, I don't know. I think I'm pass on that.
I'd take the crocodiles over the hippos.
Yeah, that's true.
And these guys would hand make these skiffs, kind of like a Baja skiff, but you'd sit on a plastic lawn chair, and the bow was always crooked. So you're going along, and the bow's pointing one way, and you're going the other way. I remember one time I went out fishing by myself, and I cast in this little cove, and a giant water buffalo comes flying out into the water.
Didn't hurt you, though.
No. It's all, you know, it's fun.
An adventure, right?
Yeah.
John Ireland, you'd probably rather have a big rifle with a scope on it in your hand.
Just like the old days.
Oh, yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Mr. Bill Decker.
Yeah, going to be a great show. So much cool information and so many fun stories to come. Can't wait. Well, if you want to join us, we would love to hear from you this morning. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. If you've got questions for our great guest today, you got stories about Baja, man, we want to hear from you. It's going to be a very fun show. Again, 213-432-1090. Or don't forget the text the show option, hugely popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to text a question into the show, the only way you can do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's a free download on your phone, your iPad. Just search Let's Talk Hookup, and not only can you send all your texts, and it's a great way to listen to shows, you find some really cool story or tip from Bill or John today, and you want to go back and check it out, that's all available on our Let's Talk Hookup app. Again, if you do text in the show, make sure that you leave your contact info as well. We need your name and your phone number, so if you win today's big prize, we can call you back at the end of the show. And what a prize we're giving away today. Hugely popular, a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. You're going to get a gift certificate, and you can order any pair of Costa Del Mars up to a $300 value. Plus, you're going to get a Bill Varney CCA 2023 calendar. Today, both the texters and the callers are going to be eligible. At the end of the show, we're going to draw a potential winner from each column, a potential phone call or a potential texter. We're going to flip the coin at the end of the show, and that's going to determine who's got our big prize. So, again, make sure you include your contact info or you give us a call at 213-432-1090. You have your shot at winning those Costas. When we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's going to be a great one. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing for the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Boy, that didn't take long. The phone lines are absolutely packed solid. If you want to get your chance, it's going to be a lot of fun with John and Bill this morning. Again, 213-432-1090 or send those texts to the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, absolutely. Look for your texts, your calls, all of that. We're giving away a $300 gift certificate to the Costa sunglasses. And so you can get a pair of sunglasses, you can get some swag, you can get some clothing along with it. So $300 for you to spend before the end of the year on Costa sunglasses up for grabs right now, along with the brand new 2023 Bill Varney CCA calendar,
yeah,
which is just fantastic.
They did a really nice job.
Yeah, really, really some great photos in there. And, of course, the best tide chart in the world right in that calendar.
I don't know what I would do without it. And I always tell the same story every year. You know, years ago, the one year when it took a little break, Every uncle and cousin in our extended family, when they didn't get one for Christmas from me, looked at me like, "What? Where in the hell is our tide chart, man? We all rely on this thing."
Yeah, it's a staple
under the tree for
and
us.
And they're available now at tackle stores all over the
Everybody's
place.
Everybody's got them. Turner's got them. They're all over.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Dana Landing has them. East County Bait and Tackle. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, all over the place. Yeah. Hey, I want to remind you, too, because there's been some questions about our Christmas Spectacular.
Yeah, we talked about this morning.
We will have that Christmas Spectacular and giving away Costa sunglasses and a whole bunch more stuff with Captain Mark Wish. We call him Santa Mark. It's going to be Christmas Eve. Saturday morning, December 24th. Is going to be our Christmas Spectacular. So, of course, we got a couple great shows next weekend with Jim Hughes from the Cortez. Yeah, that's going to be fun. And then Rosie and Jeff from Sagel Sport Fishing on Sunday. But the weekend after that, we'll have our Christmas Spectacular, December 24th, Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas Day, there will be a show, but it'll be pre-recorded excerpts from previous archives. So I'm going to compile a show of previous archives.
You did that last year, and it was really fun.
We'll have complete kind of history kind of a lot of different shows. Haven't done it yet, so that's this week's project, but it should be fun. And then the following week, of course, is New Year's Eve, and Captain Tim Ekstrom will be here for New Year's Eve, and then with the same thing on New Year's Day, we'll have a best of kind of show pre-recorded on New Year's Day. So that's kind of our holiday schedule.
But the best of shows are like really cool interviews or really cool guests or really cool questions, just like excerpts throughout the year of all the fun stuff that we've done.
Yeah,
like
and I'm sure there'll be some stuff from Rancho Lanero in there too, and John Ireland.
Yeah, if it's a
highlight,
you know there'll
be a highlight.
There better be.
You've been on enough shows over the 28, 29, 30 years or whatever, how many years? How long has Rancho Lanero been around?
I actually opened in 82.
In 82. Yeah, wow.
All the cool things happened in 82.
Holy mackerel. Yeah. So since 31 years of hearing John, I wish I still had those shows from 31 years ago. That was pioneer days. Yeah. It was like almost like Harry Crosby days, right?
Not quite.
Well, let's jump into the phones. They're packed up. They want to talk to John as well as Bill, so let's do it.
Every single phone line full, ready to talk to the boys. Why don't we start it off this morning in Rosemead? We're going to talk to Mike. Mike from Rosemead's getting us started here on the phones. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Excellent. Thank you for picking up my line. I'm going to kind of go a little back in history. I'm about the same age as you, Pete, 67 or so. But I remember as a little kid, I don't know, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, just watching TV and seeing this film footage of Loretto. I think it was the program called Happy Wanderers or Wanderlust or something like that. And it was just as you see the burrows and the old church of Loretto and talking about being the capital of Baja. And since all that time, I've always been intrigued by that. I mean, from 7 years old, and it still does. I don't know if you remember those programs, and so that's what I'm talking about. Thank you.
Yeah, you remember those, John? Happy Wanderer. I think I remember those. Yeah, from way back when. Yeah. There's another show I might bring your attention to too. It's off the different subject, and that's it's a documentary series, a 3-part series called West of West, and it's about the Channel Islands. And the Chumash Indians over in the Channel Islands. It's really fascinating. And interestingly enough, Joe Walsh from the Eagles is the chairman of the Channel Islands National Marine Sanctuary. A lot of people didn't know that. Yeah. But there's a huge history about the Chumash from way back and how they used to row out from the mainland out there and basically established on San Nicolas Island, can you believe that? And of course on Santa Cruz Island and Santa Rosa Island, San Miguel Island. It's fascinating. You should
where do you find it?
from Corey. Corey told me Corey, about it. Yeah, Corey told me about it. Corey's got amazing history. But I bought it for 99 cents an episode on Amazon.
Cool, that's
you
what
can
I meant.
Probably, you can probably find it somewhere else, but if you're into the Channel Islands, it goes over the history of, not only the Northern Channel Islands, but also the Southern Channel Islands, Catalina and San Clemente Island, which are Southern Channel Islands. But all the islands are covered in this three-part documentary. Really, really worth watching. And the history of the Chumash and such like that and what they've done there. So,
yeah, really interesting.
Called West of West on Amazon. But there's a lot of stuff like that. But and the other one that we recommended is that Harry Crosby documentary.
It's the Travels of Harry Crosby on PBS. And you can just Google it up.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I think it's The Journeys.
That's The Journey. Yeah.
The Journeys of
Journeys. Of, there you go.
Yeah. And so you are actually on the donkeys with him.
Yeah. I went on the
What was that like, riding donkeys for miles and miles and miles?
Well, I was lucky I didn't get saddle sore. I think it was from sitting on the surfboard, really.
Oh, okay.
All the time.
I believe that.
And, you went slowly and you noticed a lot of things, and the country was wild, and it was fascinating because you were back in history. You know, you were doing what they did in the 1800s.
What kind of things would you see from a car or hiking or something like
that? Well, you rode down into these big canyons and there were beautiful trees down there. There was big ficus, you know, all sorts of vegetation. And it was just, magical place.
What was the wildlife like back in the mountains?
There were borrego and the guys... would take, they had their rifles and they were all 22s and they shot all their deer and borrego and everything with 22 long rifles.
Really?
Yeah, I saw one 30-06 one time and it had been welded together or I wouldn't have shot the thing. But I saw the guys use 22s and shoot deers, those mule deers with those.
Any big cats or any of that kind of stuff?
I didn't see them. I didn't see them. They're there.
But those mule deers are big, right?
They're, I have a photo that I'll show you that we took last week at the ranch right at the entrance, a huge five-pointer mule deer.
Really?
Had on the ranch property.
Right there. Yeah, kid. Right?
Oh, yeah. I was walking. I just came in yesterday. I was walking yesterday morning. And there were two deer that it's nice to go just on the ranch.
That's
doing
cool.
The loop. Yeah. There was a couple of deer. There are a lot of critters.
What kind of critters do you see down there?
Well, we get foxes are everywhere. They're like cats. They knock over the trash and they're all over the
really?
Ranch. Yeah.
Foxes.
A lot of bobcats, raccoons, coyotes, and
mountain lions.
We occasionally see
them. Pumas,
yeah. We occasionally see them on the remote cameras, you know, all over the ranch.
Uh-huh.
See them wandering around. And,
a couple rattlesnakes here and there.
Oh, lots of rattlesnakes. Way too many rattlesnakes. More rattlesnakes than I've seen anywhere. I better keep my mouth.
Yeah.
You know, but every year, I'll get five or six or
yeah, but where your house is.
Up by my house.
Yeah, your house is on top of a rock pile, so that's why.
Yeah,
right?
It's right on top of the hill. Yeah, we have water and everything up there, so we attract everything up
by
my house. Cool.
No, it's a pretty awesome spot.
That's awesome.
I have a house down in Punta Final. We get a lot of sidewinders down there. I don't know why, but there's...
What's the difference between a rattlesnake and a sidewinder?
Well, they're diamondback. There's different species.
A different species.
Yeah, and the sidewinders go sideways.
So cool.
And where is Punta Final?
Yeah.
Gonzaga Bay.
And Gonzaga.
Yes, way out on this Punta Final, last point. So there's Snoopy Island out there. And
what a great... That place is kind of getting discovered now, right? All the people are starting to find...
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, this cabrilla fishing down there is insane, right?
It's good.
Yeah.
But there's a little trick to it if you want to get there.
He doesn't want any.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to talk about that. Let's not talk about that.
Bill has lit up wanting to talk about every subject you brought up until you talked about his personal fishing hole.
Yeah,
it's all right. Not my hole. I'm not real sure, to be honest with you. I don't know a lot about
that. I really don't know about that. Hey, I got a great text here from Mike in San Juan Capistrano. He says, "Hi, guys. I have some vacation time early in April. I'd love to fish Baja during that window. What area should I look for
for that season. Don't care about species, just interested in hot bite. And he says, thanks a lot for that. Probably, yeah, Gonzaga Bay, right?
I don't think so. I think that's the worst month. It's terrible down there.
Don't go.
John, April at the ranch?
Striped marlin. Loads.
Yeah,
it's striped marlin time.
Yeah.
They're really in their big
time. And a beautiful time of the year, too.
Yeah,
winds spring. Backing off. It's
a beautiful time. It's, you know, cool evenings and warm days.
Yeah.
I just came out. It's beautiful down there this time of year, you know. A cold morning is mid-60s, you know, and then it warms up to low 80s. It's
perfect.
It's good weather.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
People can book in April. I mean, now you close in the winter, right?
You know, we're not really closed completely, but, you know, we knocked the operation down. You know, we if somebody wanted to come down and want to fish, then we can do all that. The rooms are open and the kitchen's open.
Yeah.
So
if you want to come down in January, February.
I just don't push those months because it gets windy. I want everybody to have a great experience.
Right.
You know, and things can go south. Sometimes it'll blow 4 or 5 days straight, you know, night and day.
But
we are open and we have boats available if people want to come down and fish. And actually the fish has been pretty good right out in front. A lot of Dorado, big bulls up to about 40 pounds. Very, very light pressure, you know. It's all local fishermen, El Pongueros.
It's like you got to go down with the open mind of knowing that you just want to go down and enjoy the ranch and enjoy the relaxation. Right. And then if the wind allows you to fish, great, you fish. And if not, you go for an ATV ride or just hang out and enjoy the ranch.
Exactly. And there's plenty to do down there. But you can actually predict the wind now. You know, go to Windy. Some of the sites now are predict the wind a week, 10 days out.
Yeah. Pretty accurately,
too. So you can do last minute.
Yeah.
We strongly suggest that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Another opportunity in April would be to come join us at our cast tours. Let's Talk Hookup Loretto Rumble, a yellowtail tournament in mid-April there. I think there's still one or two spots left on that tournament. And Loretto's a great destination.
Big yellowtail.
In April. I mean, the wind can blow, but it's a beautiful time of the year down there, and good yellowtail fishing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Loretto would probably be a good place.
Yeah.
Gonzaga's really bad. That
really bad. And the wind can really blow.
Yeah. So Loretto. No, seriously, you get some nice yellowtail down there.
Yeah.
And
Cabrilla fishing is just getting turned on down there in April, too. So that would be a couple opportunities for you, Mike.
That's cool. Hey, another fun text came through. This one's, good morning, guys. When I started kayak fishing in 2000, my friends told me stories about Bill Decker kayak fishing at Rancho Leonero. I was hoping you could relive some of your most memorable catches at the ranch.
Well, probably the one that I remember quite a bit. We went down, Ed Zarowski and I from the San Diego Union went down to do some articles on Baja. And we went, and there's a guy there, was a guy, Jeff Klassen, he targeted big rooster fish. That's all he did.
In the surf, right?
Yeah, in the surf. And so we were coming back, and I had heard this commercial at a place where the full moon came up every night over the Sea of Cortez. And we were driving back up from Cabo, and we saw the turnoff for Rancho Leonero. And Ed and I said, well, we got to go see this place where the full moon comes up every night. And we went out there, and John was there with his personal assistant.
Yeah.
That's another score.
And so I went out there, and I just was taken by the place. It's so cool there. And it just, and, you know, it's a personality-driven resort. You know, John and Jennifer, the reason a lot of people come down there, because it's just real homey feeling, you know, the staff is great. And there's a place where you can catch the biggest fish of your life. Like if you go down there, there's a possibility to catch the biggest Dorado, the biggest Pargo, the biggest Marlin.
Tuna, whatever.
Tuna fish.
Yeah, every type of fish down there you can catch, and it'll be the biggest fish you've ever caught.
Yeah.
And so anyway, Ed Zarowski and I, we're down there, and so we decided to take kayaks out. And so we went out, and Ed Zarowski had never been on a kayak. And I said, you got to throw right over the front of it, just right off the bow, So he turns around and he throws right off the left and he falls in the water. Well, he was a big guy. So about 45 minutes later, I'm still trying to get him on his kayak. So finally we got him on his kayak and he went in. He was rah, 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 rah. So I stayed out there and I had a ranger lure.
Uh-huh.
And I looked and here's a marlin start circling me. And I didn't have a very a rod with much of a backbone, but I threw that thing out there and I reel it in and it smacks the thing.
Ranger is almost like a cross between a popper and a surface iron.
Yeah.
Skipping surface lure.
A guy, he used to be at the shows. He designed it. He was there for bluefish.
On the
East Coast. And they work great for rooster fish and all that sort of stuff. So anyway, the marlin came back by. I threw that thing out, and he hooked up, and I hooked up, and away I went. And then I started going, whoa. And then he came up and spit it, and I... That was kind of fun.
That's enough excitement of that. Yeah.
And so, but I've caught a bunch of pargos down there and rooster fish, you know.
Paddle off the beach.
Yeah.
It shows you how close they come
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We had a kid with a Tecate can, and the kids wait at the pier, and they wait around for the boats to come in. If they have any leftover bait, they take that. So he took a little a little bait and threw it out and caught a marlin.
From the dock.
From the dock.
Wow.
Get out of here.
It wasn't a very big one. It was probably 30 or 40 pounds.
But it was a marlin.
I've seen them on Pelican Rock there right in front.
Yeah.
I've seen them circling around.
Really? Get out of here.
Wow.
No, really?
Real close.
That's so cool.
Pretty amazing.
I think there was a guy down there. He was friends with a South African named Andrew, and he fly fished. And so I said, go sit there right next to the dock and just cast out. I'll take a picture of you. All of a sudden, he hooks a Dorado right there.
On the dock?
Well, right next to the dock.
Yeah.
In closer to the beach than the dock. Yeah. And away he goes.
Cool. It's pretty amazing.
I love it. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got catch reports. We got phone calls and a lot of more great stories. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall. And I'm here to announce the return of the Hall Family Shows to Southern California. 2023 will see the first Hall Family Show in San Diego in 4 years, the first Hall Family Show in California in 3 years, and the first outdoor recreation show in Southern California in 2023. It will be the Bard Hall Show, February 16th to 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and it's going to be spectacular. Then we move to the Bard Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Since 1946, millions of happy family memories have been made at this show, and more will be made this year. We thank Turner's Outdoorsmen for sponsoring our 75th anniversary celebration. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Bart Hall Shows, presented by Progressive. And remember,
it's a whale of a show.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations, better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking all kinds of fishing, talking Baja, the ranch. Great times, man.
Yeah, for sure. And Michael Schweit from the Federation of Fly Fishing is on the line. Good morning, Michael.
What's up, Michael?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, doing great. You have a big event today.
We have a big event today, and it's about saltwater. And what's funny is I was saying that our slogan should be the beaches to Baja. And so it fits in well with you guys.
Yeah, I guess. Exactly. So tell us about it.
So we got this thing happening today in Long Beach at the Long Beach Casting Club at Recreation Park in Long Beach. And it's called the Double Haul Ball. And it's about nothing but saltwater fly fishing. And I'm quite serious. We have panels on everything from the beaches to Baja and everything you need to know about saltwater fly fishing.
That is cool because there's not a lot going on about saltwater fly fishing. A lot of fly fishing is done freshwater, but saltwater fly fishing is a big deal, right?
To me, it is. You know, I'm always concerned though. If I concern too, you know, if I get too many people to do this, it's going to crowd out my water. But
there you go.
I'm not worried about that yet.
Yeah, not yet. But so, what have you caught in the saltwater on a fly, Michael?
What haven't I caught on the fly?
You've got it all, huh? Let's say this. What's your favorite thing to target on the fly in saltwater?
God, Pete, I don't even have that. You know, to me, I've always said since I was a kid, if it's got gills and a fin and it'll eat a fly, then that's my favorite fish. So, gotcha. You know, for the day. Yeah. But when we're out calico bass fishing, I love the slam that I get on those guys on artificial. When we're out chasing yellowtail off the kelp patties, you know, when they slam into a streamer and go taking off and try to get back to the patty or sound on us, tuna, yellowfin, you know, anything. I love them all. Every single one. All of the above. They've got gills and they have and fins and scales. I'll take them all.
That's cool.
How about as a relative novice to fly fishing, if you're really wanting to get into saltwater, which I would call myself, Michael, what do you think is the most appropriate thing for a guy that's wanting to pick up the fly rod and do a little saltwater fishing? Is it surf fishing? Is it bay fishing for spotties? Like, what's a good thing to target where I'm going to get some bites and not being an expert caster?
Yeah, I think so. I think the beach is always good because you don't have to deal with a boat, you know, and being out with things like that and something extra. But the thing I always encourage is casting lessons. You know, go to a local club or go to your local shop and at least get some familiarity with that before getting out there and going, what am I doing?
So if somebody comes today to the Long Beach Casting Clubs, to the Double Haul Ball, is there an admission fee or what are they going to learn? I mean, can you learn to fly fish from the surf? Can you buy some products?
Everything.
What's the story?
Everything. Everything.
All of the above.
Everything. All of the above. We've got vendors here. We've got seminars on how to fish the beaches. We've got seminars on how to fish near shore and offshore. Everything. And, you know, and yeah, we've got casting lessons going on all day for people that want to come in. You were asking about admission. It's $25. It includes lunch. And all the net proceeds are going to two of the youth programs that we support, one with the Southwest Council and the other one, a new one called the Mayfly Project.
Can you actually get a casting lesson if you come, too?
You get a casting lesson if you come here, especially if you're new.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's a great. That's the thing about the fly fishing community is they're so anxious to teach people, and that's what's great about your club too, Michael. So how do we find you?
We're going to be at Recreation Park. That's the easiest thing to think, and right in Long Beach, it's on 7th Avenue. And the park is not a big park. As soon as you turn into the park, you're going to see it. There's tents everywhere and a clubhouse. And a big honking casting pond full of water.
Wow. That sounds like fun.
Next, Yes, it's right next to the dog park, and the dogs love it because they get to take a dip before they go over to the dog park.
And what time does it start?
It starts at 9 o'clock. We're from here from 9 until 4. And there's no rain until the afternoon.
That's right. Good day to
I know.
Get it in while
we got
you
lucky.
Can. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Michael Schweit from the
Hey, thank you for the time, guys.
Man, good luck with the event, and thank you for doing that for future fly fishing
totally.
People. Yeah. Great.
We're trying. Thank you, guys. Take care. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Well, phones are literally packed solid. We don't have a single open phone line. We're going to jump right back into them and talk to John. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. I got a question for John. I have a hard time walking. Is it okay to come to the ranch, or do you need to be able to move around good?
No. We'll take good care of you. We have ramps everywhere. If you're in a wheelchair, if not, you know, what we do, I strongly recommend that you fish the pongas, because what we do is we take you down to the beach and put you on the ponga when it's still on the sand, and then push you into the water. And the same thing when you're coming out, we run the boat up on the beach and take you off the boat right there on the beach. So it's easy, and we've got plenty of hands to help you everywhere.
Very, very helpful.
That's what I wanted to say, too, man. Your staff, they literally treat you like a family member. And so I know that's just the kind of the Baja people are friendly like that, but your staff in particular, they really do. They treat you like you're the uncle that needs an extra, hey, man, I got your back. Don't worry about it. We'll carry your bag for you. Just whatever. It's just you get a family atmosphere there.
They're a great gang. You know, I think the average tenure of our employees now is like 23 years, believe it or not. But, we do take good care of you, and you're not the first. We have plenty of people coming down there that are challenged, and we take good care of you. You'll have a great time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a good text here from Robert in Canyon Country, and he wants to know, he says, great show. Are they still building a harbor for cruise ships in Los Barriles? Now, that's a new one on me. I haven't heard about the cruise ship thing. I know they're building. Let's hope it never gets that bad.
There's a marina, right? There's a marina south of us for the Four Seasons, Costa Palma. And they're expanding that in a big way. They've probably doubled the size of it over this past 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, they built like a bridge and closed the harbor, actually.
Right,
they closed it all out.
Yeah, and they're closing it off to all the locals now. You have to own property or be a member of their club.
Really?
Yeah. So they're working on the channel. They're challenged with the channel because they're at the end of that wash, and there's an upwelling. There's also an underground river, literally, that runs down through there. So that's been the big challenge for them. They actually extended their jetties by, 80 meters, I would
really?
Say, at least.
Really? No kidding.
And they're really, they're pouring money into that baby. But they're trying to make it for 100-plus-foot yachts coming
big
in and out.
Big yachts. Now, what about, there's another possible marina that's actually on the Rancho Leonero line that's been talked about for years. Is that ever going to happen?
I know
the Van Wormers were developing that.
Right, the El Anello, right. And the Van Wormers, it's actually El Cid Resorts and Marinas. Uh-huh. They're out of Mazatlan. I think they have 3 or 4 marinas, and they own the property, and their intention is to build one. That's the most natural marina spot I've ever run into.
Yeah.
It's actually, I had Ray Carpenter for RE State that built Mission Bay Marina. We actually had him down there, and he did a feasibility study, and he said it's not a marina, it's a harbor. It's
wow.
Huge.
No
it's
kidding.
Huge.
So
huge.
If it ever gets built, that would be a way better site for
that's
that could be
doing.
The cruise boat site, right?
I'll make him come over this table, yeah. Pete. I mean, he's striking a nerve there.
That's when I go.
Yeah, no kidding. That's you would be bold, for sure.
But that's what El Cid does, is build marinas, and so eventually that will happen. Yeah, I think they were getting ready to gear up and start when it's Costa Palma started. and I think they kind of sat back and to see what would happen over there. And now they're just gearing up. Their property adjoins my property, and so I watch them all the time. And they're clearing. They're getting ready to go now. So another marina on either side of me now. Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour with Catch Reports, phone calls, and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Mark your calendar for what promises to be the most exciting sports show of the year. It's the all-new, bigger, and better 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sports Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, fishing resorts, taking up the entire fairgrounds, plus fabulous seminars and a free kids trout pond. This year, the PCS show has added freshwater exhibitors and seminars to cover bass, trout, and fly fishing. Learn new fishing techniques from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin tuna, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to great fishing travel destinations. Four full days, Thursday, March 2nd to Sunday, March 5th. The 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it. Everyone is always looking for the new hot lure. You know, the ones that are really putting fish on the boat. Right now, the bluefin tuna bite is on. And the Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done. The Pop Orca features Shimano's unique bubble chamber, an open mouth design based on how a jet engine turns low pressure into high pressure. The bubble chamber forces water through the chamber and shoots it out of the top of the lure to create more commotion than conventional popper-style lures. This unique design makes Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim much easier to work with than conventional poppers. With through-wire construction and high tensile strength hooks, Shimano's Pop Orcas can stand up to large bluefin tuna. Plus, Shimano's Jet Boost technology helps anglers increase casting distance, so you can reach the foamer easier. The Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer.
If you get back to the launch ramp and need extra power to run your electric tool or charge a battery, your San Diego County Ford dealer has the answer. The Ford F-150 truck now has available Pro Power on board to use your truck as a mobile generator. You will find this amazing feature on the Ford F-150 truck so useful in many different ways. What about powering a fridge or freezer to get your fish home? Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you, by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores. Where the future is for everyone.